As always happens, the saints always seem to gather together. So the saints that we celebrate on this day, the first day of February, Saint Ignatius of Antioch was a disciple of the apostles, and he was the second successor as the patriarch and bishop of Antioch of Saint Peter. So he had already met and known him and some of the other apostles, especially Saint John. In addition, a saint that we spoke about last week, Saint Polycarp of Smyrna, was also one of his friends. About the year 110, under the Emperor Trajan, who was otherwise a very good emperor but hated the Christians, he was condemned to death, condemned to be eaten by the beasts. But he was sent to Rome to make an example of all those people in Rome and throughout the basin of the Mediterranean that were becoming Catholics, to show them what would happen to those who abandoned the old pagan religions and instead chose to follow this Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, as they said. And so he was condemned. So he went, he was taken by chain and chains from one port to another, and that is how, of course, he was to end up, among others, with Saint Polycarp, who was later on to follow in his footsteps, though not by beasts, but by fire. But both of them made an example of their martyrdom, of their body. In this case, he spoke about the teeth of the lions crushing the wheat that would later on become the bread for the Eucharist. Saint Polycarp spoke about the fact that his body burning in the fire would be like the wheat being cooked into the body, into the hosts that would become the Eucharist. And so both of them were very, very Eucharistic, already showing to us that this very, very early on in the Church, the faith was very firm in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. So today we honor Saint Ignatius of Antioch. In addition, of course, today is the first Wednesday of the month of February. And it is an old tradition that the first Wednesday of every month is particularly consecrated to Saint Joseph. So today we renew our devotion and our love for Saint Joseph, and we consecrate ourselves anew to him and to his protection. He who took care of the Blessed Virgin, he who took care of the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.